Chapter 13. Eric Little. Comprehension. Passage. Read this profile. Eric Little was born in Tientsin, China, in 1902. His parents were Scottish missionaries, and Eric, like them, was a very committed Christian. He was also a natural athlete. He played rugby for Scotland 7 times and was famous for his speed on the rugby field. Eric had a strange and undignified style of running, and he didn't train regularly like other athletes. However, he was still very fast indeed, and was selected to run for Britain in the 1924 Olympics in Paris. That year, Britain had several very good runners, and Eric was one of the best. The British team had high hopes for a good selection of gold medals. However, when the schedule for the races was announced, there was a problem. Eric had been scheduled to run several races, including his specialty, the 100 meter, on a Sunday. Because of his strong Christian beliefs, Eric refused to run on Sunday. The team officials tried to persuade him, but Eric would not change his mind. He said Sunday was a day for going to church and praying and nothing else. As he couldn't, or wouldn't, run most of the races he had prepared for, Eric decided to run in the 400-meter race. He had not run that distance as often as the others, but he was determined to do his best. When the day of the race came, Eric astonished everyone, including himself, by winning the race. Not only that, he ran it in only 47.6 seconds, which broke the world record. So Eric added a gold medal to the bronze medal he had already won in the 200 meter. A year after winning his medals, in Paris, Eric returned to China to help his father in his missionary work. He was still in China when World War II began, and was taken prisoner by the Japanese army. He died of a brain tumor in a Japanese prison camp a few months before the war ended in 1945. He was only 43 years old. More than 30 years after his death, Eric Little became famous again. His story and that of his fellow athlete, Harold Abrahams, was made into the Oscar-winning film, Chariots of Fire.